Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back joining me again today as we started in the book of Revelation right here in the middle of the summer together, refixing our eyes on Jesus, coming back to our first love, desiring to dive into scripture in a way where we see him. We see him exalted. We see him revealed. And so where better to go than the book of Revelation? I would encourage you to read or listen. We'll also read yesterday's passage. But listen to yesterday's episode because we gave some background about where is John and why is he there and what is he writing from and all this different kind of stuff. And we see that. And we see John is on the island of Patmos. It's the place is under Roman rule. He was exiled there. And he's responding in this moment where they're trying to put other gods before the Lord, where Caesar, where Domitian is demanding godly worship to himself. And John's saying no. And so we started off yesterday. We read about 9 or 10 verses. And we started off by giving some background and just discussing how even in his intro, John knew. He knew that the Roman officials would be reading this, and yet he's proclaiming and exclaiming, even just in the little tiny intro, what and who Jesus is. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. He's the faithful witness. This is who Jesus is. And that's what we dove into yesterday, just this first intro. Grace and peace to you from Jesus who was, who is, and who is to come. That he's the firstborn of the dead, he's the faithful witness, and he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. It's this clear proclamation of who Jesus is, that even when John was in exile in this place, he was in a hardship, he was in a suffering, he still knew intimately the character and the nature of Jesus. His goal was still to encounter him. His goal was still to proclaim the word of truth. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray, and then I want to read a little bit more of Revelation. And we have a lot to get through this week as we reflect. And again, I just want to remind you, Revelation can be a very difficult book to read, and we're not reading it right now with a very intense intellectual vision. There's so much good scholarship study on this. We're simply diving in this week for a time of reflection, for a time to hear from the Lord on what the Lord might be speaking to us and trying to reveal to us about Jesus. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we're going to read that section again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you were perfectly obedient to the Father. You were the faithful witness that came down from heaven. And you showed us what it was like to live in accordance with the Father's will. You're the firstborn of a new creation, the firstborn from the dead. You died and you rose again so that we might be a part of a new race of people that you are making new. And Jesus, you are the ruler of the kings and of the earth. You stand above all kings, above all powers, above all governments, never ever to be shaken. This is who you are. And right now, no matter what we feel, we claim that. We live in it. We stand in it. We approach your throne. Come, Lord Jesus. We love you and we worship you. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so we started last time in verse 4. I'm going to start in verse 6 now, and I'm going to go a little bit further. I'm going to go 6 through 16, and I'm going to read 10 verses, and we're going to really dive in here, okay? This is the end of verse 5. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom of priests to God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, everyone who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden girdle around his breast. His head and his hair were white as wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand held the seven stars. From his mouth issued a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. That is a lot to take in. It's an amazing set of verses, and it immediately, even without understanding, even without knowing, produces in us a beautiful and amazing wonder and awe. Who is this Jesus and what is he like? So we left off yesterday. Jesus is all these things. It's a revelation. And then he continues. He says, to him, to Jesus, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. I love how often Paul and Peter and John and James and Timothy in their writings, they're saying, to him, to the one who's seated on the throne, glory to him who has what? Who has freed us from our sins by his blood and who loves us. And so they're saying, this is who Jesus is. He's the faithful witness. He's the firstborn of all creation, and he's the ruler of the kings of the earth. And what does this Jesus do? And the first thing says, what does he do? He loves us, to him who loves us. There's that apostle of love coming back in. John, he's exiled, and he's like, remember, this is all to him who does what? Who loves us. Just in this gratitude, he's saying this to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. They're always remembering, even in their darkest hour, even in their exile. John knows he's going to die on this island. And he's just saying, to him who loves us, to him who freed us from our sins by his blood, remembering what Jesus has done. And not only does he love us and he freed us from our sins, he has made us a kingdom of priests to God and Father. So he has built us into the body of the church. And we actually are a kingdom of priests. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a people set apart for God, incorporated into God's body. So he's saying, you love us. You've freed us from our sins, and you've raised us into these amazing heights. You've raised us up to be a kingdom of priests to God. There's another translation says, a kingdom of priests to God to reign with the Son. And it says, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Again, the Roman officials are going to read this letter. Glory. This is what Domitian wants for himself. He wants glory and he wants power. And then he says his is glory and dominion forever. So his is all the majesty and the honor. And then dominion. What does dominion mean? Control, authority, sovereignty over a territory, people, or things. Right? The king exercised dominion over the region. Other related words are authority, rule, power, sovereignty, dominion. Jesus has dominion. So think about the Roman rule hearing this. And John's writing, he's saying he has dominion and power and authority over all things. To him who has glory and who has control over this territory. Domitian, you don't have control over this territory. The rulers of this earth, they don't have control or authority over this territory. It's Jesus who has control over this territory. Amen. Forever and ever, amen. And so he's saying, this Jesus, that you're paranoid about, that you're afraid of. He already has this dominion over you. He already has this power over you. And one thing I want to say is John is writing this with such confidence. He's like, to him who loves us, to him who frees us, to him who rules over the nations, to him who has power and authority and dominion. And friends, sometimes I think we live with this insecurity of like, we're like, yes, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one who reigns. He's the ruler. Yes. And then something happens in the world. Something happens that scares us. Something happens that shakes us up. And we're like, oh my gosh. And we're freaking out about the news just as much as everybody else. And we're becoming unhinged just as much as everybody else. Or we're the people. I'm not saying don't be concerned with what's going on in the world. But friends, how often are we the ones who are starting our day with the news? And then we're like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? And we're spreading fear and anxiety. John is literally in prison on an island, knowing he will die there by a king who is trying to stamp out the memory of Jesus Christ and who is making people light incense to him and worship him and honor and adore him and literally call him God. And John is writing a letter saying, only God is God. I'm secure. I'm confident. I'm held safe because God is in charge. Jesus has dominion, not you. And a lot of times I think we like see it as whether it's a political person that we don't like in power over the years. I'm not necessarily talking right now or global affairs or all this kind of stuff. We get so scared. And I'm not saying, oh, like there's never anything to be worried about or there's never anything to get involved in. No, that's not what I'm saying. But we get like so nervous and it's like somehow God, we think God doesn't know what's going on and that he's competing with earthly authority. That somehow the earthly powers that be, somehow the powers of darkness that are going on in war, that are going on in countries, somehow we think the rulers of terrorist organizations, the rulers of the Ukraine, the rulers of all these different countries, even our own government, we think that it's like almost on par with being just as powerful as God. And we're like, yes, I truly believe God has dominion, but this really crazy thing is happening. So I totally have permission to be anxious and get myself all worked up and be totally stressed and actually spread that stress and anxiety to other people and not live in trust in the Lord. Some of us do that. And we allow ourselves to be agitated by the things and the frustrations of the world. Do you believe that Jesus has dominion? Here is John in prison. Again, just like Paul saying, to him who everything is in his control, any ruler that will come, he rules over them. Anything that will happen, he's in charge of it. Anything that happens in this territory, he has authority over it. And to say he has authority and dominion over it doesn't mean he causes things to happen, but anything that's happening for a king, anything that happens in his territory, he in some way is allowing it to happen. The king knows what's happening in his territory. Amen. And so friends, I want you to just use this as a way to reflect and say, he loves us. Every single day to meditate on this, say, to him who loves us, he loves me. To him who loves me, who has freed me from my sin. He's freed me from my sin, and he has dominion and glory forever. I can be secure. My circumstances don't have to define me. I can rest assured because he loves me, and he is the one who is ruling over all. What would that look like if you believed that in your life today, friends? God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.